I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The defense will continue to present its case at former President Trump's hush money trial after an explosive day in the courtroom that included the judge scolding a witness for staring him down, then clearing the courtroom. Correspondent Jared Hill has more from New York.
The prosecution rested yesterday. In his fourth day on the stand, their star witness, ex-Trump fixer Michael Cohen, admitted to stealing money from the Trump Organization. In 2017, the Trump Organization owed a technology company $50,000. Cohen said he paid them about $20,000 in cash in a brown paper bag and kept the rest.
Almost a dozen people accused of trying to overturn the results of the 2020 election in Arizona are scheduled to be in court. CBS's Stephen Kaufman from Prescott.
Former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani accused of pressuring Arizona legislators and the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors to change the outcome of the state's 2020 presidential election is among those scheduled today for an arraignment hearing, including 9 of the 11 Arizonans who participated in a fake elector scheme. Also indicted in the case, facing a June 7th court appearance, former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows.
Fast-moving storms have pelted parts of Colorado, Kansas, and Nebraska, with strong winds, baseball-sized hail, and reported tornadoes. An intense line of thunderstorms is expected to push through Iowa and Missouri this afternoon, reaching Milwaukee and Chicago tonight. WBBM's Brian Thompson.
The potential for some heavy, gusty thunderstorms late in the day and evening, which could bring damaging winds, hail, even an isolated tornado.
Severe weather expected tomorrow from Texas all the way north through New York. 2 months after the deadly bridge collapse in Baltimore, the container ship that triggered the trouble was finally escorted back to port. Senator Chris Van Hollen.
It's another remarkable milestone. Getting that big channel in the port open much sooner than people expected was a great moment.
Governor Moore says he expects to have Baltimore Harbor fully reopened by the end of the month. He's scheduled a news conference for later this morning. Too good to be true. CBS's Matt Piper has the skinny on a new offering from an online pharmacy.
Him and Hers Health says it's selling injectable GLP-1 weight loss drugs for a fraction of the cost of brand name competitors. $199 a month, or about 85% less than brand name versions like Ozempic and Wegovy. The company says its injectables use the same active ingredients as the branded versions, which currently are in short supply in some doses.
You would still need a prescription from your doctor. S&P futures down 1, Dow futures off 5. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This report is sponsored by Marcy's on Main. Their all-you-can-eat dinner specials will knock your boots off. Go to WRJN.com and click the big deals tab for 30% savings.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A January trial has been scheduled for the former Racine County Sheriff's deputy that's pleaded not guilty to the 40 felony charges against him. The initial allegations against Preston Kite involved exposing himself while in uniform and possessing child sex abuse materials on his phone. Additional charges include exposing himself to a child and other sex offenses not suitable to mention. Kite was in court yesterday and is being held on a $150,000 cash bond. There is a significant severe weather threat today. While storms yesterday were kind of strong, today's could be even stronger. The area could see multiple rounds of storms starting around midday. There's also a chance of more severe stuff arriving later tonight. The biggest problem is expected to be high winds. There's a new park czar in Kenosha County. A statement from Kenosha County Executive Samantha Kirkman says Wyatt Moore is the new director of parks. Moore has been serving as interim director since April 1st. He's being promoted from his former role as the Division of Parks Development Coordinator. Kirkman expresses confidence in Moore's abilities, saying he's planned and executed hundreds of events in the park system. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Marlins get away from the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Miami Marlins are in last place in the National League East, but last night they improved after beating the Brewers 3-2 in Miami after 10 innings. Milwaukee's Andrew Monasterio scored first in the fifth with a solo home run shot on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Monasterio, center field, back, Chisholm, it's gone! First hit is a homer, Andrew Monasterio. Mysterio puts the Brewers out in front, and it was a bomb to center.
But the Brewers' bullpen went through seven relievers. That's because starter Joe Ross left the game after just pitching in the first inning. How much did it affect the game?
It affects you a lot when your starter goes one, but he had a lower back strain. He was feeling it a little bit before the game, so we knew about it. But then after he had to go run and back up third, it pulled on him again.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. Ross will go on the injury list. The two teams play again tonight. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Showers and thunderstorms likely today with the potential for a few strong to severe storms later this afternoon into tonight. Hail, wind, a tornado or two possible today. 66 will be the high. Be weather aware. Storms could develop and move in quickly later today. They will end late tonight. Time meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 57.
Remember those last few Halloweens? Getting a little too old for it. Just kind of going through the motions. Bing bong. Come on, lady. Let's go. Halloween, doorbells, candy, let's pick up the pace. And you come to the door, they always ask you those same stupid questions. What are you supposed to be? I'm supposed to be done by now. You want to move it along, the Three Musketeers? I got 18 houses on this block alone. You just hit the bag, we hit the road. That's the routine. Let's just pick it up. Sometimes they give you that little white bag twisted on the top. You know that's going to be some crap candy. It's got to have those official Halloween markings on it. Hold it, lady. Wait a second. What is this? The orange marshmallow shaped like a big peanut? Do me a favor. You keep that one.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:07 at WRGN. Dense fog out there this morning, so be careful driving, all right? It is really, I mean, like, you can't see your hand in front of your face fog. Single Love Me Do, written by John Lennon when he was 17 and Paul McCartney when he was 16 years old. That was the first song that they had as a hit. A lot of people think it's I Want to Hold Your Hand. Nah, because this song was released first in the UK and then it came to America. I thought Please Please Me was one of the first as well. It was on a different record label, but I think that was one of the first two. Hey, good morning. Local news, Tamless Hits, WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining us. 6:09, dense fog this morning. And I'm talking thick pea soup fog. I was coming down Main Street, and over the Main Street Bridge, they have barrels set out because they changed the lanes. I had almost stopped before I hit a barrel. It's that thick out there. So careful driving, please. Got a poll here of 10,000 people with at least $1 million in wealth. They found the top ways to achieve it are by investing in a 401k and buying a house. The top three jobs of most millionaires aren't what you might expect. Engineers, accountants, and teachers. Also, people in management and lawyers. Doctors came in sixth place. They make a lot of money, but they also spend a lot of money. Now, when they say engineers, they mean radio engineers, too? I don't think so. Because I know a lot of radio engineers, and I don't think they're making a lot of money. I don't think they're millionaires, but they could be, for all I know. And finally, caught in the act news, a woman discovered that her husband was cheating after their puppy got sick after swallowing a thong because she never owned a thong before. The dog's going to be okay. Can't say that about the husband, though. It's a beautiful morning. Here come the Young Rascals. WRJN, local news, timeless hits.
It's a beautiful
Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Sam and Dave. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN Radio. I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining me here at 6:15 on a foggy morning. It's pea soup out there. You got to be careful. Don't take it for granted. Everybody else is going to put their headlights on, because coming in this morning, there are people that don't put their headlights on in this kind of weather. So be careful, all right? Taylor Swift, her tour schedule was taken into account during the drafting of the upcoming NFL season, but not in the way some conspiracy theorists believe. Now, check this out. Taylor's boyfriend and his Kansas City Chiefs are playing the Bills in Buffalo on November 17th, which is right in the middle of Taylor's six-date run in nearby Toronto. Because of this, there are people out there who think the NFL actually engineered the schedule so that Taylor could make it to that game and possibly others. It's not true. But here's what the NFL did do. Taylor's tour will take her to stadiums where the Dolphins, Saints, and Colts play this fall. So the league had to make sure those teams were out of town when that happened. The Taylor Swift effect continues. And finally, two new polls out. 39% of people say it's okay to swipe the pen from a hotel room. 8% of people say it's always acceptable to steal the pen that a restaurant server gives you to sign the bill. All right, here's what I think about that. It's Don's opinion. I think the hotels want you to take the pen because it's advertising. Then you use the pen and the hotel name is in front of everybody. But the pen that the server gives you could be their personal pen. I don't think they want you to take that pen. I've never taken it. The hotel pens I take them as souvenirs. But I don't think you're supposed to take that server pen.
Retired or retiring soon? How much money do you need to live comfortably? Retirement Planners of America is here for you. Would you like to have financial peace of mind? Here's how. Step 1. Find out the amount of money you'll need to retire. Step 2. Have a plan to get there. Step 3. Make sure that plan can take advantage of market gains but protect you from market losses. Discover how to do all three with a free consultation at 800-508-6108. That's 800-508-6108.
All investments involve risk, including losses. Past performance does not guarantee future results.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Daring, dark, and deliriously entertaining, Cabaret continues this weekend at the Racine Theatre Guild. In 1929 Berlin, the fantastical world of the Kit Kat Club is an escape from the grim reality creeping in outside of its walls. Cliff, an American writer, is swept up by the club and the one and only Sally Bowles. As the year unfolds, the beautiful facade cracks as an evil power grows. Will love, loyalty, and humanity have a chance? Call the box office at 633-4218 or visit racinetheatre.org for showtimes and tickets.
Von Hassel Jewelers is an American Gem Society retailer, a certified gemologist appraiser, and graduate gemologist, serving Racine, Kenosha, and the Milwaukee area for over 20 years. Whether you need custom jewelry design, repairs, the newest in jewelry fashion, or appraisals for insurance, estates, and more, their experience is remarkable. Von Hassel will come to you at the bank, attorney's office, or other jewelry stores across the Midwest. Open Tuesday through Friday and by appointment on Saturdays in downtown Racine. Qualified, educated, knowledgeable, trusted. That's the Von Hassel way.
Shop local, buy local, save big deals.
Hi, I'm Jenny, the manager over at Your Big Deals online store. Did you know that when you shop locally, 83 cents of that dollar stays in town? Local businesses are the lifeblood of our community, and that's why you should shop Your Big Deals online store. Dozens of gift certificates to local businesses, all in one convenient place. Shop local from the convenience of your home or smartphone.
Save on Racine's big deals at WRJN.com.
If you're looking for the talk show lineup from Civic Media, you can still find it on air and online. The entire statewide Civic Media schedule can be heard clearly on AM 540 WAUK or on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram, 8 till 10. Jay Matinair, 10 to noon. Todd Alba, noon till 2. Maggie Dawn, 2 until 4. And the Devil's Advocates from 4 until 6 weekdays. Here on WRJN, we've refreshed our commitment to local news and features and answered your calls to bring back the timeless hits. WRJN on AM and FM, 99.9 and 98.1 FM, and as always on the historic 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits.
WRJN.
And one of those shows, the Pete Schwabba Nightlight Show. Pete Schwabba, my guest tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock.
737 coming out of the sky. Oh, won't you take me down to Memphis on a midnight ride?
CCR, Creedence Clearwater Revival, WRJN, local news and timeless hits. And now it's time for Goofy News, all right? A grandma is in trouble after she grabbed Goofy's backside at Disney World and squeezed it three times. This is a grandma who did this. A 32-year-old man who was playing Goofy told police he does want to press charges. It's not Groundhog Day, but still, Sonny and Cher, I got you, babe, at WRJN.
They say we're young. I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring. And when I'm sad, you're a clown. And if I get scared, you're always around. Let them say your hair's too long. I don't care with you, I can't be wrong.
walk with me.
It's so good to hear from people. I love it. Jane Schultz, thank you very much for calling, saying, yeah, it is good to be back. It is. Thank you very much. Three Dog Night, Easy to Be Hard at WRJN.
How can people be so heartless? How can people be so cruel? Easy to be hard.
Musical Hair, Easy to Be Hard, Three Dog Night, 629 with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Graduation time now. That's a good time of year, huh? A commencement speaker at the UMass Dartmouth gave every graduate there $1,000 in cash, but there was a catch. They can keep $500 of it, but the other $500 had to be given to someone in need, a charity or cause close to them. Speaker Robert Hale Jr. is a billionaire, the founder of Granite Telecommunications. He's done this before. He told the crowd that he and his wife, the greatest joys they have in their life has been giving the gift of giving. I wish I could afford doing that. And Vermont State University's Castleton campus is honoring a friendly neighborhood cat who's been hanging out on campus for years. The cat, his name is Max. He's been given the honorary degree of Doctor of Litterature. Get it? Today, fog is dense fog this morning. Otherwise, a cloudy day with a high near 68, showers and thunderstorms tonight. Some could be vicious. Lows around 57. But a sunny day tomorrow. The sun's back with a high near 71. Right now, fog and 57 at Radio Park, where you've got local news and timeless hits at WRJN.
This report is sponsored by Lee's Deli, serving Racine's favorite sandwiches for over 50 years. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. The parents of a student allegedly involved in a grooming relationship with a former Kenosha teacher are suing. TMJ4 reports a civil lawsuit has been filed against the teacher, Christian Enright, and the Kenosha Unified School District. Enright was fired 2 weeks ago for the alleged inappropriate relationship. The lawsuit, seeking $100 million in damages, follows charges filed against Enright. He's facing 22 disorderly conduct offenses. Enright has pleaded not guilty to the charges. It's a 20-year prison sentence for the Racine man found guilty of shooting and killing a 14-year-old 2 years ago. Krishawn Clemens was sentenced yesterday in connection to the fatal shooting in March 2022 that claimed the life of 14-year-old Eugene Henderson. Clemens struck a plea deal with prosecutors, leading to a conviction on a lesser homicide charge and the dismissal of a weapons charge. There's a bird tagging event today in Racine. The courthouse is where a representative of the Peregrine Falcon Recovery Program will conduct business. They'll be banding the Peregrine Falcon chicks that have hatched on the Racine County Courthouse roof. Bird banding is a method used to identify and track birds by putting a little piece of metal or plastic on its leg. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Your Memorial Weekend travels are just a little more affordable this year, being able to depend on E15 fuel. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. Wisconsin corn growers, Wisconsin ethanol producers, happy with the announcement. Details coming up.
This is Mike.
Hey.
He's getting a quick haircut at the local barber school.
It's only $5. How bad can it...
Yikes. Don't be like Mike when it comes to weed control. Get the job done right the first time and plan ahead with Status Herbicide. It delivers elite corn safety and reliable performance, so you don't have to deal with more problems than you bargained for.
No.
Status Herbicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
A waiver will now allow Wisconsin consumers to have access to E15 fuel at the pump year-round. That's good news not only for your pocketbook, but also Wisconsin corn growers and Wisconsin ethanol manufacturers. Howard Bopart is a grain merchandiser with Marquise Energy out of Nisida, and he says the E15 announcement should help everybody.
More demand is always good. It's a win for everyone. The consumer that uses ethanol higher blends are cheaper and they're cleaner. And it's a domestic source product. So in today's environment, ethanol is about 70 cents cheaper than unleaded gasoline, a better value at the marketplace that encourages more blending. And that's why you see some of the retailers, you know, selling unleaded 88 at a discount to E10. It's a win for everyone.
Howard Bopart, he's a grain merchandiser with Marquise Energy out of Nisida, one of our state's ethanol producers.
Grounded from Helena is a powerful adjuvant that can take your herbicide application to the next level. It reduces AI loss from UV light and off-target movement while improving deposition and absorption. All to help you unleash precision in every spray application. Spray smarter with Grounded from Helena. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
And Wisconsin was one of only a handful of states that saw milk production in April go up. According to the Wisconsin Ag Statistical Service, Wisconsin produced 2.5% more milk in April this year compared to last. On the national scene, milk production was flat. And in fact, the number of dairy cows on farms in the United States totaled 9.34 million head. That's 74,000 fewer cows milking this April compared to last. Here in Wisconsin, we've got 1.27 million of those cows working for us. And that's just a quick update on what's happening in food news for a Tuesday. I am Farm Director Pam Yonke.
This report is sponsored by Happy Eight Collectibles, the treasure trove of toys, comics, and more at Gurney Mills. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
Showers and thunderstorms likely today with the potential for a few strong to severe storms later this afternoon into tonight. Hail, wind, a tornado or two possible today. 66 will be the high. Be weather aware. Storms could develop and move in quickly later today. They will end late tonight. Time meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 57.
Doctors specialize, right? Last month I went to an ear, nose, and throat doctor. Last week I went to an arch of the foot, small of the back, nape of the neck doctor. I have fallen arches, my small's too big, and I have a trick nape. It's weird. In the human world, there's a doctor for every body part, but in the animal world, a veterinarian takes care of all animals and all their parts? It's got to be the hardest job in the world. Where are the bighorn sheep knee doctors? The wildebeest gastroenterologists. The giraffe throat, and throat doctors.
Good morning, 6:37. I'm John Rosen. Thanks for joining us here on this Tuesday morning. It's May 21st already. Wow. The Spencer Davis Group. Give me some loving. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM Kenosha, 1400 AM. It's WRJN on your Tuesday morning, where it's time now for Odd But True. Manute Bol, remember Manute Bol? The NBA player, 7'7". He's the only player in NBA history with more blocked shots in his career than actual points, and he's 7'7". And if you're driving 60 miles an hour and you sneeze, your eyes are closed for 50 feet. That sounds dangerous. True crime news this morning. Thieves in Rhode Island tried to steal a guy's catalytic converter. Well, he was sitting in his car eating breakfast. And 1 in 8 true crime fans think they can actually pull off a real heist in a bank. I am the biggest true crime fan, watching Dateline in 2020 all the time. No way. You can't do it anymore. You ever see the cameras in a bank? You ever see the footage they show? The pictures coming back from the Mars rover are clearer than those bank pictures. I don't know what kind of cameras they're using in the bank. You know, back in the 60s, my brother played with a lot of big rock groups. He was the backup band to groups that didn't bring their own band with them. And one of them was Benny King. And he's playing with Benny King up in South Fallsburg, New York, at a place called the Moulin Rouge A-Go-Go. Keep in mind, it was the early 60s, about 65, mid-60s. And that afternoon when Benny King pulled up with his backup singers, he said, "I'm in the mood for a little basketball on the court." And my brother's band said, "Okay, let's play." And Benny King looked at me and said, "All right, you're going to play with me." So I actually played basketball with Benny King. Isn't that something? What a claim to fame. Stand by me. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see. No, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Stand by me. And darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand now. Stand by me. Stand by
morning. Oh, I didn't mean to step on you there. I'm sorry. Fog this morning, otherwise cloudy with a high near 68. Storms coming in tonight. Lows around 57. Right now it's foggy and 58 degrees in Radio Park with blood, sweat, and tears.
I lost that love before. Got mad and closed the door. But you said, child, just once more.
I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life.
The others
'cause you came and you took control. You touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life. Thank you, baby. Yeah, yeah. I love you so much, you see.
Sweat and tears. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN, it's 648. We've got some fog in the forecast this morning. You see it out there. It's pretty obvious, right? Otherwise, cloudy with a high near 68 today. Some storms coming in tonight. Could be pretty heavy. They're talking about hail, maybe possibly tornadoes tonight, so beware of that. Lows around 57. Keep it here at WRJN. We'll keep you updated on that weather. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 71. Right now, it's foggy, 58 degrees here at Radio Park at 649. Can you de-stress simply by closing the tabs on your computer? A study says, yes, 1 in 4 people feel stressed out and overwhelmed when they have too many tabs or windows open on their browser, just like they may be stressed out with clutter in real life. In other words, the best way to reduce clutter-based stress is actually reduce clutter and close those tabs. Let me close all the tabs here in the office now. The studio. Let me just shut down everything. Let's see what happens. Yeah, we got a lot of tabs opened up here this morning. All right. Ever had a roommate who was totally different, but you got along anyway? I'm not talking about husbands and wives. Okay, I'm talking about roommates. All right. Animal researchers posted some shots after a wildlife camera caught 3 animals living together in the same den. A warthog, a hyena, and a porcupine. I guess if they can do it, there's hope for us. Huh? I do watch these videos people post on Facebook of their dogs and cats and birds all, you know, snuggled up together at night. I love watching that. I think it's adorable.
Shop local, buy local, save big deals.
Hi, I'm
Jenny, the manager over at Your Big Deals online store. Did you know that when you shop locally, 83 cents of that dollar stays in town? Local businesses are the lifeblood of our community, and that's why you should shop Your Big Deals online store. Dozens of gift certificates to local businesses, all in one convenient place. Shop local from the convenience of your home or smartphone.
Save on Racine's Big Deals at WRJN.com.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Rev up your excitement as Gateway Classic Cars celebrates its 25th anniversary this Saturday from 9 to noon. Swing by the brand new showroom on 4 Mile Road for a jaw-dropping showcase of classic, collector, and exotic cars and trucks. Get here early for donuts, coffee, and free 25th anniversary t-shirts for the first 100 guests. This Saturday, a new era begins at the new showroom off I-94 at exit 329 in Caledonia as we celebrate 25 years of Gateway Classic Cars. See you there.
Hey, don't forget, if you have an event for your nonprofit organization, let us know about it, all right? We'll spread the word. Nobody's got a bigger mouth than us. Info at WRJN.com. Just email it, info at WRJN.com. We'll work it into our schedule to give you some publicity, all right? Give us at least a two-week notice, though, all right? Long, cool woman in a black dress. These are the Hollies at WRJN. Some fog out there this morning. Otherwise, a cloudy day with a high near 68. Some storms could be violent tonight. Lows near 57 right now. 58 degrees and foggy at Radio Park. Goop-goop-ka-choop. This is from The Graduate, Simon and Garfunkel, and Mrs. Robinson, 655 at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN local news and timeless hits with Simon and Garfunkel and Mrs. Robinson. You know, I love living near the lakefront. I love to watch all these people walking their dogs. It's really, you know, refreshing and it's calming and peaceful. Now I'm going to tell you this. According to a report, the number of dog walking injuries has quadrupled in the past 20 years and over two decades, too. 422,000 people have gone into the emergency room after being hurt walking their dogs. Now, the most common injury is finger fractures, I guess when that dog yanks on the chain, traumatic brain injuries, and shoulder sprains and strains. It's not talking about the dogs, we're talking about the dog walkers. Some tips to make dog walking safer include shorter leashes to avoid tripping on them, avoiding places where a dog is known to be distracted, and using front-attaching harnesses to keep the dog from pulling. Yeah, I always had a regular collar around my dog and, you know, a leash attached to the collar. But I see these body harnesses people are using, and I got news for you. You know, it looks more comfortable for the dog, too, and yanking on their neck. All right, it's exactly 7 o'clock. I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining me this morning with local news and timeless hits right here at WRJN 7 on the dot.